so the Cardinals at 23-3-1 on the season, facing Elmira College as the Soaring Eagles trying to get a posture here defensively to deny the Cardinals. And are they in a position for a shot? They got a cutter. Here's a redirected shot. No good. From the right side, another hard shot. No good. And it rolls out to the left, still very much alive. 25 seconds on one, the least amount of time for Elmira. And a minute 24 remaining on Kuhlauer's penalty. Here's McCall. She's got a player sprawled down in front of her as she tried to take control of the puck, but the Cardinals come right back at it. Could have a shot fashion, denied by the Soaring Eagles. Coverley smothers the puck. We got a diving Elmira player.
Coverley doesn't have a stick.
A wraparound shot opportunity, no. And finally it will be smothered to the right of the crease. And the Elmira player, slow to get up, is Anna Steele Norton, but I think she was just waiting for people to get off who had fallen on top of her. She actually had Coverley's stick.
Yeah, she slid in and actually snatched Coverley's stick right from her hand, and Coverley was playing for about 10 seconds with no stick, just throwing her hands everywhere to distract the offensive players.
All right, so Elmira is now just one player down, and that's kind of a good thing for them, the way things have gone.
Nope, we're about to add another one to the penalty box. Got a 2 minute for boarding on Amanda Ritzel.
So we're back to room for two. So Kuhlauer, who has 56 seconds to serve, is now joined by Ritzel, who will serve 2 minutes. And we have 4:03 to go in the second period. Boy, if there's a test of your defense in this game tonight, Elmira has lived up to it to the moment. Now we got a Cardinal player clamping down on the puck. She lost her balance. That would be Kate Fairfield. So we're going to have another faceoff that's going to be attempted. Well, fans, we're glad you joined us here on the Pembroke Pines Broadcast Network. It's the Women's Division III NCAA Semifinals in hockey action. Elmira and Plattsburgh State. We are at the Stafford Ice Arena in the Adirondacks of New York State. This one is slapped away by Coverley and redirected out in front. Across ice at the point. Back to the near side. Here's the shot taken. And lunging to the right. It goes right and still remains in play. Coverley made a nice, great move on that puck. Here's the puck sliding to the blue line. It buys more time for Elmira. 22 seconds remaining on the Kuhlauer penalty. Cardinals come right back, directing it lower left-hand side, back out in front at the blue line, across ice now, right side, left side, overplaying it was Julie Devereaux. She looks to regain control. Here's a hard shot, and Coverley makes a wonderful save. Stand-up save in her breadbasket, Allie Coverley.
You know, you can't really say much with Allison Coverley in the goal because she is just so consistent. I mean, just look at her tonight. And, I mean, Elmira's been on the penalty kill for almost 5 minutes. And Coverley has just made some wonderful saves, like you said, and has just really held Elmira's defense together.
Anna Steele Norton rifles it to the board. There's one penalty having been served. And back on the ice is Amy Honeywell. Elmira, there's a goal. That is a Plattsburgh State goal. And they are going to climb all over the hidden player right there. And I believe and it is going to be Claire O'Connor, from my vantage point, who rifles in the go-ahead goal, the first of the contest for Plattsburgh State. The power play goal rifled in by the Plattsburgh player Claire O'Connor. And they lead 1-0.